Yeah, I'll probably go back even beyond the past decade just to give you some history of the district. In the early 2000s, the district was issuing long-term debt just to cover payroll. They were really struggling to keep up fund balances, and the last bond issue that was done, again, was in the early 2000s, I think around 2005. And we're still paying it off until 2025. And it's a shame that they had to take out debt for 20 years just to cover bills. So that just gives you a picture of the sad shape that the district was in at one time. They did pass a referendum in 2006, the rate referendum, to get additional dollars. And so the rate increase in 2006 really started yielding the tax dollars in 2007, 2008. So to give you an idea, in 2006, the district fund balance was $3.2 million. New superintendent had started in 2006, as well as that referendum passing in 2006. That superintendent came in, and her job was to make massive cuts to get that fund balance back up so that the district didn't have to do long-term borrowing for short-term needs. And she did. She cut a lot of excess staff. Unfortunately, building maintenance was ignored for several years. But this past year, June 2019, our fund balance at the end of the fiscal year was $15.5 million. So in 13 years, we grew roughly $12 million, almost a million a year. And so now we're at a point where we can start doing some building projects and some major improvements.